Welcome to tonight's broadcast of game number one of this Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Preliminary Finals. The winner goes on to the Grand Final Best of 7. Enjoy the broadcast.
Hello and a pleasant good evening to you live from OpBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for tonight's coverage of the preliminary championship series between Lousy.Cheesy and Desastroso. This championship series will determine who goes on to the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Championship Series against Super Killer. This is game number one of a potential Best of 5 series between Desastroso and Lousy.Cheesy. Desastroso is going to get map choice for games 1, 3, and 5, and Lousy.Cheesy map choices for games 2 and 4. Desastroso, we're just waiting for him to choose his field of battle here for this first game, as the first game usually sets the tone for what's going to happen in an entire BO5 series such as this. And just as a FYI, this broadcast of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 is brought to you by Low Definition Television. Low Definition Television. Sometimes it just looks better without the detail. 20-minute delay. Desastroso has finally reappeared, and we are about ready to begin game number one of this Best of 5 preliminary final series between Lousy.Cheesy and Desastroso. Desastroso, with the map choice in game number one, has chosen the standard game number one map of Othello. It is worth noting that Desastroso and Lousy.Cheesy have two very distinct styles, and it'll be very important to see which one of these two styles wins out. Will it be the more aggressive Desastroso or the more conservative Lousy.Cheesy? Alright, so Lousy.Cheesy is going to select Terran for this first game, while Desastroso is going to go random. And our first game of this Best of 5 series is underway. And Desastroso, right at the last second, has picked Protoss. So we're going to see probably one of my favorite matchups, Terran versus Protoss. Lousy.Cheesy playing as the blue Terran is located in the bottom right corner here on the map of Othello, with Desastroso playing as Protoss, located in the top left, and will be represented in the orange. Protoss versus Terran, simply put, a battle of macro. Be interesting to see which of these two players is going to find the way to out-macro the other. Lousy.Cheesy's Terran has been kind of one of the more interesting things to note here at Blizzard Gaming Night, as it was part of the reason that it cost him the last Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Final, as he went three times as Terran versus Super Killer's Protoss, and he tried to cheese him all three times, and it failed miserably. So it'll be interesting to note to see if Lousy.Cheesy has improved any from that last championship series, as this is actually his, well, first series of any real importance in a long while. Although that Sonoya series, though, he did actually have to face a Terran in Sonoya. And unfortunately for Lousy.Cheesy, in the first game in that Best of 3 series, Lousy.Cheesy had to change races from Zerg to Protoss just to get by that series, as he lost Zerg versus Terran in that first game. And then according to him, he won games 2 and 3 relatively easy, playing as Protoss against Terran. So it'll be interesting to note to see if his Terran versus Protoss is just as good as apparently his Protoss versus Terran was in that particular last series. Our two players are doing, again, very standard builds at this point. Desastroso's got his first gateway up, located in a pretty aggressive position towards the top of his ramp, and he's got his gas up as well. While Lousy.Cheesy's got his first supply depot in a barracks right by his ramp, and gas is coming for him as well. Two very standard build openings from both players. And it looks like Desastroso's going to be the first one to see where the other is, as Desastroso's probe is now coming into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy, and Lousy.Cheesy's going to be seeing Desastroso last, going in the wrong direction. Again, though, at this point, too, you're not going to see anything out of the ordinary, so really knowing that advantage at this point's not a huge deal. Second supply depot's going up at the ramp, and that probe is going to be forced out of the base by Lousy.Cheesy's SCVs. Again, very standard from Destro. So again, Cybernetics score is about two-thirds the way down at this point as well. Again, nothing out of the ordinary at this point. And it makes sense for the first game for both players to play it relatively safe. Of course, Destroso knows now that Lousy.Cheesy has seen that, as Lousy has his SCV parked immediately at north of his Cybernetics Corps back in his main base. And of course, Dragoon Range is on its way as well. First Marine is out for Lousy.Cheesy and is pushing that probe back into the friendly confines of Destroso's side of the map. So right now, Dace Destroso does not know what Lousy.Cheesy is doing, but Lousy.Cheesy is going to know what Dace Destroso is doing with that SCV, although that SCV moved down to the bottom of the platform. I'm not entirely sure why, but there he goes. And now he's moving back into a little bit better position. Still only one gateway out of Dace Destroso. First factory is almost up as well for Lousy.Cheesy at this point as well. Two more Marines are guarding the ramp. And Destroso's first Dragoon is out as well, as it should pick off the one SCV that is sitting in his base. Well, let's see, it's not doing it quite yet, but that Dragoon should take that SCV out at any moment. And right on cue, that SCV is going to disappear. So now neither player is going to have their scout in the opponent's base. But really, Lousy.Cheesy knows a lot more about what Dace Destroso is doing than Dace Destroso knows about Lousy. Lousy.Cheesy has a starport coming up, so perhaps you're going to see a drop from him at some point. And Dace Destroso has got his Citadel of a Dune and also a second gateway being built at this point. Standard play here come the two Dragoons from Dace Destroso. Looks like he's going to try to go on the aggressive maneuver here. Four Marines just sitting back at Lousy.Cheesy's base. Of course, he's got probably a tank coming, and also he's got siege mode being produced at this point as well. Again, if something out of the ordinary was happening, it's not quite happening quite yet. Lousy.Cheesy sends an SCV out, but they're going to run into the two Dragoons from Dace Destroso, and they're going to force that SCV back into Lousy.Cheesy's main part of the map. So yes, Lousy.Cheesy has his first tank complete, four Marines sitting outside with that one tank, just waiting for siege mode. And let's see if Destroso decides to push in. Instead, it looks like he's just going to keep his two Dragoons outside of the natural of Lousy.Cheesy. Another Dragoon, and Destroso wisely at this point, also is expanding to his natural in the top left corner of the map. His Templar archive is up as well. And if Dace Destroso does go Dark Templar at this point, Lousy.Cheesy has nothing that he can do to defend that. Although Lousy.Cheesy looks like he's unaware of that at this point, as he just has himself his second command center being built. So looks like he wants to mirror what Dace Destroso is doing, and it is now fortified at the top of the map there for Lousy.Cheesy. So he's got two tanks in siege mode along with those four Marines. Dace Destroso has three Dragoons sitting outside. The one Dragoon, though, gets hit by some enemy fire. And now without knocking a lot of the health points off of that, down to 28. Here come two Dark Templar from Dace Destroso, though. And it looks like in the meanwhile as well, Lousy.Cheesy's got an SCV. He's got one of those tanks, probably a few Marines loaded up. So it looks like we're going to see simultaneous attacks here at this point. Here come the two Dark Templar from Dace Destroso. Lousy.Cheesy's got nothing at this point to protect himself from this Dark Templar rush if he pulls them in. That one tank he could use, perhaps, to try to get some splash damage against those Dark Templar, but that's going to be pretty dangerous. Although Dace Destroso is going to also lose a lot here as well, as here comes the dropship in. The two Dark Templar are coming in, so now it's just a matter of see whose attack can do more. The two tanks come in. Dace Destroso uses his probes to try to get to the one siege tank. A lot of probes disappear. Four probes go around the one siege tank in siege mode. Two probes are gone, and there's one tank just picking them away. And those two Dark Templar are now going into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy, and they're now picking away at units one by one. Lousy.Cheesy's trying to get an academy up. But not before. Deus Estroso is going to be able to do a lot of damage to the SCVs back in his main base. But the one tank still survives. And is picking off much of... Here come two Dark Templar, though, from Deus Estroso. And Deus Estroso lost a good number of his probes. But the thing is, Lousy.Cheesy's going to lose a bunch of them, too. Looks like Lousy.Cheesy's in deep trouble at this point. So Deus Estroso might be able to take this first game by just using Dark Templar. Although Lousy.Cheesy's going to do what most players would do. Delay the inevitable and just load up those command centers and just kind of wait for something to happen. But the Dark Templar just eating away in the main base of Lousy.Cheesy. Although Lousy.Cheesy has moved the one command center up to the natural right above his main base in the bottom right. And he looks like he's going to be able to get comms set up, but the question has to be, does he have any units of any consequence? He's got one Wraith, but one Wraith's not going to do much against three Dragoons and four Dark Templar. Two more Dark Templar back in Deus Estroso's main base as well. And not surprisingly, Lousy.Cheesy drops a bunch of SCVs into the natural of Deus Estroso. That's a pretty unique maneuver. I think it's one that he learned from Windahl when Windahl was doing his drone drop in the epic 9th place series. So Deus Estroso is finishing off the remnants of the main base of Lousy.Cheesy, while Lousy.Cheesy's picking off, well, is trying to at least destroy the nexus at the natural of Deus Estroso. And they're doing an excellent job. I think it's going to... Yes. Deus Estroso is going to lose his natural nexus to seven SCVs. And I wonder if Deus Estroso knows, though, that Lousy.Cheesy is built above. And is Lousy.Cheesy going to be able to also expand a second time as he's got those two command centers? Wow. I can't exactly say that this has been brilliant play from either one of these two, but it's been entertaining nevertheless. Deus Estroso is also expanding to his second natural and is also rebuilding his original natural expansion. Here come those four Dark Templar, though, up to go after the initial command center. Let's see if they see it. Instead, it looks like they run right by Lousy.Cheesy with the LOL, and the GG has been declared as Deus Estroso is going to take game number one of this best of five series using Dark Templars. So Deus Estroso wins this first game of this best of five series in 10 minutes and 36 seconds with a score of 28,301 versus Lousy.Cheesy score 16,101. I guess you could basically say that was just a case of Lousy.Cheesy forgetting the fact that detection is important as a Terran player, and Deus Estroso guessed correctly by going with Dark Templar early and often to take this first game of this best of five affair. So in just a couple of minutes here, we will be underway again with game number two of this best of five series with Deus Estroso in the lead, 1-0. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.